source of membership in my oldest daughter by my second marriage. It's through the that she belongs to the Daughters of the American Revolution, so that puts me back quite a while. And I've got a daughter, Barbara, by my first marriage. She lives She's the biggest Yankee that we've got in the family. She was a graduate of Women's College, University of North Carolina. And her husband, who is a doctor of philosophy and has just recently retired as head of the fine arts department of New Mexico State University. He wanted to get back to, he's still at the college, but he wanted to get back to teaching. Mm-hmm. He said he'd gotten enough administration to play. And now I've got another daughter. I have to think of the names. Barbara. Jan, graduated from Pitts School in Savannah. But anyhow, she lives in Greensboro, North Carolina, where she is just on the verge of getting a doctorate from the University of North Carolina. She's got a master's from the University of Tennessee, and her BS from Georgia Southern. She's been, well, she's in the final stages of this doctorate business, which takes some time.
Yes, I know.
And her name is Josh Dallin. Name is Josephine.
Oh.
And we call her Jody. She would you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about Savannah? Has it changed very much during your lifetime?
It's changed quite a bit. And the great change came about when the cotton business evaporated. We used to be a tremendous cotton port. I think we handled as many as 2 million bales of cotton a year.